Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And we are coming at you from Quail Park here in beautiful Visalia, California. And we are cooking up a storm. Now, I've been getting a lot of requests to do salad. Guess what? Because I care and we're all untamed, we're doing salads this week here on our radio segments. My first salad for you this week is my strawberry feta mint salad. This is a really great salad to do because the strawberries are in peak season right now. And on top of that, it's so refreshing, especially with a little bit of rain that we're getting here in the valley. I love having a nice cool salad to just help the ambiance of enjoying a beautiful day. Let's get started. The very first thing we're going to need is 1 pound of strawberries. And I always want to make sure the strawberries are clean. So using my paring knife, I'm always going to remove the top. Now you have some people to say, well, I like to eat the top. And I have no argument there with anybody. But the bottom line is the tops are always going to be the dirtiest. And we really want to make sure that nobody is consuming the tops only because we are in a bit of a drought right now, which means that they're not getting properly cleaned to begin with. We're going to remove the tops. We're going to cut them completely in half. We're going to go ahead and put those in a bowl. I'm going to add 2 cups of feta cheese. Now, I want to use just regular feta. I don't want to use feta that's in a marinade or feta that's sitting in a nice fancy oil. And the only reason why is because we're going to add a vinaigrette to it ourselves. So once we get those strawberries in a bowl, we're going to add 2 cups of feta cheese. I'm going to take 5 mint leaves. I'm going to get those mint leaves. I'm going to put them all on top of each other, and I'm going to roll them into a tiny, just like almost like a tiny little ball if we can. This is very important because what we're going to do next is a cut called a chiffonade, which is a very fine, thin slice, and it has to be done this way. There's no other real way to do a chiffonade. If we try rolling the knife across those leaves while they're not rolled up together, it's going to be very, very inaccurate as far as the cut we're trying to get. And too much mint is overpowering. So we want to make sure we don't do that. We're going to add to that 1 cup of Arbasana olive oil. I love my Arbasana from my good friends, the Rosenthals, out of Rosenthal Olive Ranch in Madera, California. I'm going to add to that 1/4 cup of red wine vinegar. It doesn't have to be a fancy vinegar, but just a nice red wine vinegar, one that has a little bit of that tart taste. It's very, very important. I'm going to add to that 1 tablespoon of sugar, and always to taste seasoning with salt and pepper. Mix all together, put in the fridge for 1 hour, and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.